Welcome to the Pre-Post Film Review. I'm Matt Stevenson.
And I'm John Asquith. The way we do things here at the Pre-Post Film Review, if you're a first listener, or even if you're not a first listener and you've just forgotten, is we talk about a movie over two different time periods. So the first section of audio you're going to hear is our trailer impressions for a movie. We've watched a trailer and we're going to talk about our expectations for the movie, maybe make some predictions and all that good stuff. And then we come back and record another section of the podcast when the movie's actually been released and we've seen it. And then we give a full review and we jump straight into spoilers in our reviews. So if you haven't seen the film, just be aware of that. And on this episode, we're going to be talking about the new Ridley Scott Alien film, Alien Covenant, the follow-up to Prometheus and a prequel to Alien, I guess. We'll find out.
We will.
But anyway, let's go on to our trailer thoughts for Alien Covenant.
You've all sacrificed so much to be here and be a part of this thing we're doing. This crew is made up of couples.
It's the first ever large-scale colonization mission.
And everyone back on Earth is really grateful for your hard work and your courage. We're making history here.
This is wheat. What are the odds of finding human vegetation this far from Earth?
Who planted it? You hear that?
What?
Nothing. No birds. No animals. Nothing. What happened here?
Okay, so we've just watched the teaser and the first trailer for the new Ridley Scott film, Alien Covenant. This is the sort of follow-up to Prometheus, although they're really just sort of playing way more on the alien side of things this time around. This film at some point was going to be called Prometheus 2, you would think. That was their big plan, to have a Prometheus trilogy, but that sort of went down the toilet after how disappointing that film was. So I'm curious what your thoughts are on these trailers, Matt, given how sort of disappointing that whole experience was a few years ago with Prometheus.
Yeah, well, I guess off the bat, it's probably good to point out that I really disliked Prometheus. So I think that kind of puts me in a position where I'm just generally not looking forward to these films very much. That's not to say I don't like the other Alien films. Like, I really love Alien. I think that's probably my favourite of the series. And Aliens, I also really, really like. The others, yeah, a bit of a mixed bag. But, you know, I consider myself a fan of the series. But hated Prometheus. So I think just on principle alone, this film worries me, because I think it is a symptom of exactly what you said. It started life as a sequel to Prometheus 2, a sequel to Prometheus, like being Prometheus 2, and they have tried to rebrand it as an alien film, and I feel like probably shoehorned aliens into it, even though there's a touch of the alien creature at the end of Prometheus. I feel like they're trying to rush towards an alien so that they can make more alien films, which I don't think is a good idea. But in terms, I guess that's my general feelings of this, just the series itself. But in terms of the trailers specifically, I guess in a sense they make me a little bit more confident that I could at least have a bit of fun. Like, if they are leaning heavily into the alien side of things, even if I think that's a bad idea to try and, like, shoehorn that into the end of the film. If they somehow manage to do that successfully, I'd much prefer to see like a fun, scary sci-fi film in, you know, the vein of the original Alien than this weird, dumb, philosophical crap that was Prometheus. So I prefer that direction, even though I don't think it's going to be anywhere near as good as the original Alien. But, you know, there's other parts of the trailer, specifically in the first teaser, there's a moment where someone steps on some, like, spores in the grass and little micro things float into someone's ear, and that fills me with dread in the wrong sense of the word for the quality of the film. Because
that's very Prometheus.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And even just, there's sort of, seems to be, in the first trailer, some crew member seems to be going through some form of transformation where he's kind of like spine is ripping out of the back of his body. And even more so in the second trailer, which is a bit more blatant in showing, like the first trailer is quite coy, the teaser, in terms of showing any sort of aliens apart from the facehugger. Whereas the second, you see a lot of these kind of like pale, human-y, half-human aliens, which kind of were glimpsed at the end of Prometheus, I guess. I think that's kind of what the creature looked like at the end. And you see a scene, I feel like, or a shot in the second trailer where someone is carrying a crew member and he's kind of like bleeding from the mouth, and it's almost like a zombified crew member, which happened in Prometheus when they nonsensically became these weird zombie creatures for some unknown reason. Anyway, I guess this is a long-winded way of saying I don't have no fucking faith in this film and I have no idea what is going on. But I hold a small amount of hope that it runs through the Prometheus side of things early on within the first act, and we get into like just a fun alien horror film at the end. That is the best I think this film could be. Which is quite a low bar, I would say. But what about you, John? Are you more optimistic for this than I am?
No, I don't think so, unfortunately. Mm. I've got pretty low expectations for this one as well. I think, you know, if I have to offer some positive, I think visually it looks very good.
Good point.
As Prometheus did too. Like, that was not a good film, but man, it looks good. And Ridley Scott is just so, so good at giving us like gorgeous visuals.
Yeah.
And generally is very good, I've probably said this before, at the marriage of CG and practical. And does there's something about the way he uses CG that it always looks quite good and fits into the world. I mean, there's a couple of CG shots in this with the aliens that don't look great, but in general, he has such a good way of creating mood and atmosphere. And so I think that will all be good. And I'm looking forward to that. There's going to be some amazing vistas and landscapes and just cool lighting and stuff. But yeah, story-wise, I don't know. I think everyone basically in the world got burnt by Prometheus. There was so much excitement for that. And the trailers before that were just incredible. Very, very well-made trailers. And I think, you know, these are pretty well-made as well. Like, if Prometheus hadn't come out, I think we'd be so excited for this movie, Matt. Because they're well-put-together trailers. They have all kinds of interesting imagery. They hint at some, you know, horrific stuff. But we know better this time around. So, yeah, my expectations are low. I think you're on the money that if we can have fun and if it's sort of a fairly cohesive monster movie by the end, thriller on the ship or something like that, that would be cool. It's hard to tell, like, how much they're sort of rebooting Alien, or remaking Alien, I should say, on the ship with, like, a cat and mouse kind of game going on, or how much it's like Prometheus, where, you know, you've got these weird sort of different levels of mutated people, running around.
Yeah, that's such a good point, because it literally has both sides of that spectrum. It's like these two films existing in the one film, because there's shots of multiple little pale, pasty aliens, attacking people, and then there's other shots of the of the alien in the ship hunting the crew members. And how? That's such a good point. How are those going to coexist? It feels like they're jumping a big gap here to get to the traditional it alien does. Universe.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's a good point. If we go into our prediction mode, it feels like perhaps they land on the planet. They think it's all good for a little while, but for a very short while, then they notice there's no birds or whatever. And
well, I actually think that's quite a spooky... to give it praise again, that line about who planted the wheat or whatever, I think is really creepy and foreboding.
Yeah, I agree.
I like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I was being probably a bit flippant then. Because I actually like all that setup too. And weirdly enough, I'm looking forward to like that first quarter of this movie quite a bit, because it's before they can really fuck anything up too much. And it will be just like kind of exploration and like weird environments. But I think that happens. They get the spores and the facehuggers on them, it seems.
Yeah.
And then maybe they try to escape the planet. Most people die in that process because they're all like weird pale boys running around. And then there's like a small team that are left on the ship that manages to get away, and then it becomes Alien, basically.
So
like
it is almost literally Prometheus for the first half, Alien for the second
half,
and
exactly.
then just like mash them together.
yeah. That's my prediction,
I think you're pretty bang on the money. Do you know anything about time frame, like how far after Prometheus this is set?
No, I don't. I don't. If I guess, and I don't know if this is based on something I read or I'm making it up, it's like quite a while after. It's like 100 years or something weird like that.
Interesting.
But you know, that could be wrong. I don't know why that figure came to my head.
No. Okay. Well, if we're gonna make predictions about this new film, I think it's set not long after Prometheus, and Noomi's character is in it. I reckon she's like a secret cameo that they've like, and she is like because she's the one that's planted the wheat, and she's now living on this planet, and she's like now worshipping these alien beings, hence the name Alien Covenant. And there's this weird... In the trailer, there's a weird shot of someone in, like, a robe and, like, holding a flare or, like, something up in the air. And I think, like, she, like, instigates this... Like, infects them or something. You know what I mean? Like, she's gone, like, crazy on this planet or something like that. I reckon.
That's a very good prediction,
I think that's going to be, like, a twist somewhere in the middle there. That she's alive and kicking on this planet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, I think you're right.
And if not, I'll sound like an idiot. But, you know.
Well, yeah.
But overall, yeah, like we said at the beginning, I guess I don't have high hopes for this film.
No.
But you know, maybe that can often be a good way to go into something, right? Like maybe it can pleasantly surprise
us. Exactly. I hope so. I hope so. Because, you know, we both want it to be good. Mm. We both like the franchise, like Ridley Scott. I want it to be good, so fingers crossed that they can pull it off this time. I'm sure we'll have a lot to talk about either way.
I can't wait, actually. So it'll be a good episode.
What happened here?
Guys, we've just breathed in some delicious little spores and currently have little alien fetuses growing in our stomachs.
Gestating inside us, yeah.
Incubating, and halfway through the podcast, they're going to burst out and cause all kinds of mischief. But until then, we're going to talk about the new Alien movie, Alien Covenant, which we've now seen. And Matt, I'm going to throw to you first for this one. I'd like to hear what your general thoughts are after our sort of tepid, mildly optimistic, maybe, thoughts on the trailer. We were very worried that it was just going to be Prometheus 2 and repeat the same kind of mistakes, and that perhaps they'd thrown some Alien in there just to appease, you know, fans of the series. And we made a few bold predictions as well, but, you know...
Yeah, we did.
To start with, Laird, let's... I'm curious to hear what you think, actually, because I can't... In general. I can guess, because normally we have the same opinion, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. Could go either way.
Yeah, well, I guess... before we get into specifics, just in general, I think I was pleasantly surprised with this.
Okay.
I definitely come out of the positive, and I don't think it's great. I think it has a lot of problems. I think the first half is more problematic than the second half, probably, or at least I warmed to it more in the second half. And I think you were... like 100% bang on with your prediction about it, like mashing up Prometheus and Alien, because it is basically Alien in the last act, or maybe even like less than the last act, but the end of the film is Alien, and they've tried to like smash Prometheus into Alien. But I think there's the first part of this film is weak, and you can feel the kind of DNA of Prometheus in there a little bit. Less than I thought, which was great. I mean, the less we talk about Prometheus, the better. Like, the further that the series can distance itself from that film, I think is a good thing. It still suffers from some moronic actions by the spaceship crew, and the stupidity that was there in Prometheus is still present here. I think maybe perhaps not to the extent that it was in Prometheus, but there is some moronic moments specifically in the beginning. But I think sort of at the halfway point, it sort of tips into this weird gothic horror that I just did not expect at all. Like I had bold predictions which were pretty much 100% wrong. I picked the wrong character to survive, but you know,
kind of close.
But I did not expect it to go where this film ended up going. And it turned into something that is so rare in films, particularly big budget sort of Hollywood blockbuster films, that I was really impressed that it was willing to go down that sort of like horrific... I mean, it almost turns into like a Frankenstein-y weird... I don't know. It was surprising to me.
Mm.
I guess is what I'm trying to say. I think at the very end, when it turns into the Alien film, and again, we can dip into specifics when we talk about it in more detail, it drops the ball a little bit. But there's a good, you know, chunk in there where I was pretty impressed with this. So yeah, I don't know. Against all odds, John, I kind of want to stick up for this film a little bit. And I think... as dumb as some of the stuff is at the beginning, I feel like this is a better way to express some of the more philosophical ideas that Ridley Scott clearly wanted to do in Prometheus, but got too sort of wrapped up in the dumb mythology that didn't make any sense. Whereas this is more kind of just like focusing on a specific character-based dilemma about sort of creation and destruction, and I think that works a lot better than what it did in Prometheus, and this has a lot more thematic substance than I ever expected something would, or at least more thematic substance that resonated with me more so than something like Prometheus. So yeah, I would say it's not great, but overall I'm giving this a thumbs up, John, which is not what I expected to be saying at the start of this podcast.
No.
What about you? Are we going to disagree? How did you feel about Alien Covenant?
I agree that it's better than Prometheus. I enjoyed it more than Prometheus. And there's lots of good bits and pieces in Alien Covenant. But I think probably we do disagree in that I don't think this is very good. And I was left not being pleasantly surprised, but being disappointed and down on the movie. I think, like, every point that you brought up, I would agree with, but I think as a whole, the movie doesn't work. And I left thinking all that stuff about David and creation and all that sort of thing would be better served in its own movie. And I kind of wish that Ridley Scott just made a new sci-fi movie about...
But don't you think this is that movie? Like, that's the whole movie. Like, what else is
there? Yeah, but why are there aliens in it then? Just...
Yeah, don't have okay, all right, I see what you mean. Like, don't make it part of the Alien
yeah,
franchise.
That's what I mean.
I see what you mean. Yeah. Okay.
So,
okay,
all that stuff is good. I like it. And I think Michael Fassbender does an amazing performance as the two androids. And that section in the middle where it slows down and becomes about the two of them, or more specifically the David character from Prometheus, I like that in isolation, but I don't like it in the broader sense of this movie and the franchise in general. I think it's misplaced, and while I agree that it's interesting, again, I just wish it was its own movie. It'd be cool to have a new sci-fi movie from Ridley Scott that is not based on an existing franchise. Now, you could argue that he couldn't do that because the market is different these days, and the way to get butts in seats is to tie it to an existing thing, and that's, you know, a fair enough argument. But I don't know, I just found this to be a bit of a hodgepodge of weird different ideas that didn't meld together. So
one could say a Frankenstein's monster.
You could, yes. Yeah, it's very true. Maybe it's all meta and intentional.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, there's just lots of things in this movie that I was like sitting there kind of going like, what is this? What are we doing now? Is that something? So the first act I actually quite liked.
Okay, let's break it down a little bit.
Okay,
I think this is a good way to go. Yeah. Let's roll
in
through
general,
it. Because it is really, it's very like sporadic in terms of the way it feels and thematically what it feels
like.
Each
act is very different.
Yes.
Okay, so let me just say that in general, I was disappointed. I don't think it's a very good movie, but it has parts in it that I like and enjoyed. And it looks great. Looked very good. But, yeah, okay, so when I was watching it, I thought the first act, or all the stuff with them discovering the planet and going down and exploring it, I agree has Prometheus issues of how dumb they are. But
sticking your face in fucking spore pods for no reason.
Yes. And like the guy's like smoking and just like taking a piss.
Moronic.
Or whatever. Or I don't think he actually takes a piss.
No, he makes the excuse to take a piss and has a cigarette.
Yeah. Just so, just like light up a cigarette on an alien planet, I'm sure.
Just no sort of like basic safety procedures.
Yeah.
Like, don't even check the atmosphere for toxins.
Yeah, they don't wear masks
or
anything.
Like,
and like, I know it had Earth-like conditions, but still. And also, like, oh no, let's not. Okay, we'll get too bogged down. Okay, there's a lot of that sort of stuff. But I still liked, actually.
Stupid.
And I think this is where we might disagree on things, Matt. I liked. I wish this was an Alien reboot, basically, a remake. I wish that
that
it was a slow but modern version of instead of a trucker crew, this time it's a crew of people that want to colonize a new planet, and they find this one, and there's aliens there. They have to stay on the planet a bit longer than they do in the original one, and then they get back on the ship, and there's one that's followed them on there, and it's a horror movie, and it's slow, and that's sort of what I wished this was. Now, I didn't really expect it to be that based on the trailer and what we were talking about, but when it's that first sort of, I don't know, half hour, 40 minutes it feels like it could almost be like that, and that made me wish for that sort of movie. So I was disappointed then that it's just completely different. And I was thinking the whole time about the original Alien. And I know it's unfair to compare it, but it's just so, so different than that. I think the way the aliens themselves move and interact in this movie is just so over the top and so fast and so CG heavy.
Do you mean the pale alien? Because they're two distinct aliens.
Yeah, they are. The pale ones, I mean, yeah, they are. They do move very quickly, but so does the one we know. I think, you know, the head butting on the windshield when they're flying, and I don't know. I didn't like the way it was handled. It felt it makes the sin that we talk about a lot that upsets me. And I know you can't make movies in isolation, but it's like it doesn't bother having a slow reveal for any of these monsters. They're just there straight away. Mm. It assumes you've seen all the Alien movies, and you know what, you have, but still, like, I don't know. That bugs me that they're just there. They're these things, you know, they burst out of your chest within 30 seconds these days. There's not really much of an incubation period. Yeah, I don't know. So I feel like I'm going off track here, but basically, if we go back to what I was saying, I wanted it to be a slow movie, a slow horror movie, like the first one. And I think it's so ADD and over the top when it comes to the horror side of things. So that bothers me. Do you have any thoughts?
I would disagree with that to a little bit. Like, I think that's a bit unfair because it does take a good, like, third before anything. Like, it does. I mean, yeah, I don't think it's like this. It's nothing compared to the original Alien, but to call it ADD, I think, is unfair.
Okay.
Like, compared to normal, like, current horror film standards, I think it is quite subdued.
Yeah, until it's not, half. Though. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Fair enough. I know what you mean, especially compared to the first film. I understand what you're saying. I just wanted to push back on that a little bit, because I don't think it's fair to compare it to, like, I can't think of something, but, like, I don't know, Saw 5 or something, you know what I mean? Whereas in your face all the time. Like, it does have a build, but I know what you
mean. It does have a build, yeah, and that's what I...
It's not Alien.
That's what I was enjoying. Yeah. I was enjoying the build, even though they were making stupid decisions. I guess that's ultimately what that ramble was all about, that I enjoyed that first section.
And I completely agree with you... specifically in terms of the ending, and I don't think it earns, like, it almost feels like it finishes before the alien gets on that ship, and then it almost feels like a little weird coda, and that when she defeats the alien at the very end in the airlock, it, and old mate, like, she, like, pops out, and she's, like, ducked down or whatever, and it had gone out into space. Like, there's no relief in that. Like, there was no sense of victory because they'd been fighting it for, like, 3 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, like, it was so undeserved, that moment. But I think, like, it's weird because in theory, I agree with, like, all your points, every single thing you're saying, but... For me, I guess maybe what the difference is I was looking at it as Prometheus, right? Like, what I hated about Prometheus, and I was comparing it to how it was not Prometheus. And I agree that it's not Alien, but in my mind, perhaps that's a good thing. Because if you can't... Alien is so good, right? Like, you can never be Alien.
Yeah.
And I have a weird respect that if you're going to make a prequel to Alien, don't try and remake Alien. Like, at least make it interesting, this interesting philosophical debate about, like, what it is to create, and this cyclical, creation and destruction where, you know, something is created, disowns its own creator / God, and then... create something more destructive than itself that will then destroy the person that created it. Like, this is this weird, like, nihilistic cycle to this. I don't know. I really latched on to that. And that middle section when they sort of, like, discover this weird laboratory that David had, like, it felt like this gothic horror film. Like, I've mentioned Frankenstein a couple of times, but it felt like that. Like, he was stitching things together and I mean, old mate was in it. What's her name? Numi. What did appear, even though she wasn't in the robe.
Yeah.
She was, her corpse was there, splayed open, because he was, like, performing disgusting experiments on them. I don't know. I know I'm sympathetic to your point of view, and I know what you mean, but I think perhaps personally going in, because I was expecting a mess like Prometheus, when I got something that actually thematically clicked with me, I kind of was like, you know what, Ridley, I give you credit. Like, at least you're not trying to remake the film you've already made. You're trying to explore some interesting ideas that you have about bigger issues. Having said that, I don't think it 100% works. Like, I think there's that sort of weird flashback where you see David destroy all the weird pale boys. Yeah. I didn't even know what the fuck was going on. Was that a flashback? Did that happen after Prometheus? Was that between Prometheus, or was that before? Yeah. Like, what was going on?
That was after Prometheus.
At all. I presumed it was between the two.
Yeah.
How did his head get back on? Weird, right? Yeah. Like, he was decapitated in the first
film. Doesn't he say? There's one throwaway line, like, she fixed me.
She repaired me. Yeah, good on you. Yeah. Like,
how?
Okay. Yeah. And then we're going into nitpicks, but, like, I don't really understand the way the robots work, because there's that weird fight scene between David and Walter.
Walter? I think so.
David and Walter fight, and he, like rips something out of him, which I actually, in the moment, I thought was incredible. Mm. Like, it was gross and it was weird. It almost felt like he pulled some, like, weird...
Vital cord
out of him, and he, like, crumpled in on himself. Yeah, yeah. Like, and then all this, like, the white milk blood
that
was, like, was coming out of his nose or mouth or whatever. And it was just yuck, like, in a really good way. And then three scenes later, he's just back having a fight again.
There's been some upgrades.
Like, I mean, there's huge logic holes and problems. But I don't know. I really did latch on to that. I mean, that's the only defense I can give it. Just one more thing that I did like to defend the CGI-ness. While I agree the end alien doesn't kind of, like, match the alien we know, and... Mm. I don't think it's too bad. Like, I don't think it destroys, like, it retroactively damages anything, or it's not like it's bloody flying around or anything. But I know what you mean. Yeah. Like, it's a bit CGI-y quick.
Yeah.
But I actually really liked the little pale alien boys at the beginning, because they were fucking scary. Yeah,
I liked
that. Deadly. You know, like... They were quick, and if you were anywhere fucking near them, you were going to get killed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you just didn't want to be anywhere near any of that. And I think it's really rare that, like, Hollywood horror films do that. Like, it's usually there's this, like, tension where they can, like, have a standoff, or you're, like, hiding from them or whatever. Like, there's fucking none of that. If you're, like, within a 100-foot radius of one of these fucking pale boys, you're dead. And that was frightening and vicious and... like, animalistic. I like that. I thought that was really cool. Anyway, that's my pro rant. I do have I do have problems. We can dig into some more things on either side.
But yeah,
I do want to stick up for it.
No, I can understand that, and I think that does go back to what is the mantra of the podcast, which is like, if you've tried to do something interesting, even if you haven't totally succeeded, it's, you know, I'm going to give respect for something like that, you know, for swinging for the fences. But I can't disagree with everything you just said, but it just didn't work for me. I just found it to be a mess. And as I said before, I wish it was a different movie. I wish you could have had all that stuff. And this is the big thing, Matt. This is the big problem with the movie. I can't believe we didn't start off with this. It tells you how where the aliens come from.
But didn't we know that from Prometheus? Like, you knew that was happening. Right?
Not in the same way. Not in that literally a robot man created the pods.
Robot boy. Yeah, with the face huggers. Okay, agreed. But...
What?
I agreed. That makes no fucking sense because you see in Aliens that the queen lays those eggs.
Yeah.
Like... It's like the eternal question, chicken or the egg,
yeah.
John? Facehugger or the egg? Which came first?
Exactly, yeah. There's just too many things like that. So there's also the captain, Billy Crudup, I want to say is the actor.
Crudup, yeah.
Who has this whole crisis of faith, literally, in the first act of the movie, where it's like, people don't respect me because I believe in God. And then... They're walking through the fields, and he has a couple of lines about, oh, maybe this is meant to be or something. And nothing happens with that at all.
Yeah, I agree.
I guess you could loosely link it to, you know, having a creator and blindly following them.
I think that's where it wanted to go, but yeah. I agree. It doesn't earn any of that. That doesn't feel like it organically gels with... I feel like it was trying to shoehorn that a little bit.
Yeah.
It could have done a lot more interesting stuff with his character.
Yeah, exactly. All that stuff in the middle, again, as a standalone movie, I really like. I like the set design. I like the gothicness of it. I like that David is this android that can think like a human. And since they made him, they like dumbed down the curiosity of the other models.
Yeah, and the nature that... Anything that is created, the one thing that they want to do is create.
Yeah, and it's like, I like that. And I liked all his weird kissy scenes where he, like, when he goes really crazy at the end, everyone. He just kisses everyone because he's like, what does this mean? What does it feel like? Does that feel like anything to you? That's cool and creepy. But then he's like, hey, come in here and look at my pods. And you just lose me. Whenever it links back to Alien, it loses it for me.
Yeah, fair enough. I think the thematic stuff was enough to lift it because I agree 100%. And none of that, I don't want to defend any of that because I had the exact same problems. But the thematic stuff was enough for me to kind of latch onto. And the visuals, like when they arrive at that city with all those black, like it was like out of a hellish.
It looked amazing.
Painting. Yeah, yeah. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like
totally.
Oh man!
He Ridley Scott is just the master of visual stuff.
Yeah, incredible. And again, like, we've harped on this in so many podcasts, but big budget horror just doesn't happen. Mm. And, like, this kind of nightmarish shit on a big... And it's, like, proper nightmarish. Yeah. Like, when... The other thing I was going to mention is the gore, like, is full on. And in a really good way, I think. And the way the pale alien boys are, like, birthed... Like, when that guy, the first one, it, like, pops out of his back or whatever, and he, like, the way his corpse, like, flops over the table. That I mean, it is a little bit obviously CGI, but it just feels hollow and yuck. Mm. Or, like, the way one of the crew members' heads, there's, like, recurring shots of her, like, floating head in this, like, black liquid after that one of the pale aliens is, like, feasted on her or whatever. Like it was eerie. It was this like creepy image. And I think that I can't remember what the other birth was. It came out of his mouth, didn't
it? Yes.
And he vomited up his guts.
Yeah.
And it was like
everything came out.
It was.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah. That stuff is all very good. Yeah. And that first sequence where the guy has the thing come out of his back and she like traps her friend in the containment thing. That's all very well done and tense and scary. Mm. I really enjoyed
it. I mean, stupid in terms of like quarantine procedures. Like what an idiot.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Come on. Yeah. Like we're not including any of the dumbness because that's just, if you focus on that, the movie's ruined. But just from a sort of tension building perspective, I liked all of that. That was probably my favorite part. And then, you're also cross-cutting with the others in the field, you know, with the little pale aliens and stuff. I really liked all of that too. It's just after that that it gets a little messy for me.
Yeah, fair enough. I think I was so tainted by Prometheus. Like, this is such a step
it
forward.
It is, yeah. And actually, you know, I know he wants to make a third. And if they keep stepping up, then maybe, you know, I'm still curious to see what happens next.
Thumbs up from me, thumbs down from you.
Yeah.
Let's see what comes next. Right?
Yeah, that'll be the decider, I guess, somehow.
Exactly.
So we've had one really bad one, one okay one. You know, the third one, maybe it'll be a masterpiece.
You know, the funny thing is, I think we're probably about this on the same page, but I think we're almost coming at it from different angles in terms of, like, specifically the films. Like, you're coming at it from Alien, and I'm coming at it from Prometheus,
that's so true.
What I mean?
Yeah, those two sides are butting against each other, and we're both in the different camps. Yeah, very good point, yeah. And doesn't that say so much about the problem with the movie? In trying to combine those two things.
Exactly.
Yeah. Very interesting. I think that's a good place to end our thoughts, Matt. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Pre-Post Film Review. We'd love to hear what you guys thought about Alien Covenant. Did you sympathize with my viewpoint or Matt's? Did you have a preference on the alien side or the Prometheus side of the movie? Did you love it? Did you absolutely hate it? Let us know. You can email us at prepostfilmreview@gmail.com. We reply to every email we get, so it'd be awesome to hear from everyone listening.
Sure would. You can also follow us on Twitter. We're at PrePostFR. We post news stories and updates and stuff on there. So if you want to know what we're reading, check us out on Twitter. We're also on Facebook. You can give us a like or comment over there as well. The most important thing is to subscribe to us, though. So you can do that on whatever you're using to listen to this podcast right now, or jump over to iTunes. If you like the show, give us a review. That would be awesome. Let us know what you think. We appreciate every review that we get from you guys. So that would be cool.
Yeah, for sure. You can also find us on Letterboxd, which is a great little film website that lets you keep a little film diary of sorts and write reviews. So the links for all of this stuff is in the show notes.
Yeah.
And you can join us next episode as we'll be talking about the new Tom Cruise film, The Mummy. Scary Mummy. Sort your fucking life out, mate.